We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It's February 10th. It's 2021. And we have 9 NBA games to talk about here on today's slate. We are brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys haven't checked them out, they're the fastest growing single player DFS site out there. The link will be in the description of the podcast. So if you want to sign up to the link, 100% deposit bonus. On your first deposit up to $50 when you use our link. So check it out. I'm joined today by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Another day, another dollar. Let's see if we can help the people, you know, make a few bucks along the way. I personally have been doing pretty well. I don't know how well I'm going to do tonight. Maybe I stay across the cash line. Maybe I don't. But overall, man, my gameplay has definitely picked up, and so I'm excited about that. The big one is always coming. It's one of those things, you know, call it the Phil Collins effect, man. I can feel it coming in the air. It just won't be tonight.
Yeah, you know, I didn't play a ton of NBA because of NASCAR. So you know, I was kind of looking through, and I was like, you know, it's probably a good thing that I didn't play a lot of NBA today because there were some guys like I really liked Julius Randle on the podcast yesterday. And like he kind of dudded, you know, in that matchup against Miami. And like I liked Butler, and I know I saw that he did really well, but like I would have never been on Josh Hart. He played like 40 minutes like that was out of nowhere. So, yeah, but I'm excited. Let's get into this slate. We got 9 games to kind of go through here, and only a couple teams on a back-to-back. A lot of injury news, so a lot to talk about here on the First Look podcast. Toronto is at Washington. No total in this game. OG is questionable, upgraded from out to questionable here. And then on the Washington side of things, we're only looking at Thomas Bryant out. Let's start here with Toronto. Anything that you like here for the Raptors?
Yeah, I think Lowry's really too cheap here. Chris Boucher has been playing, you know, fairly well recently. They're giving him minutes. So I think it's just Lowry and Boucher, man. Everybody else I feel like is priced appropriately. We got a really big slate today, so I want to be really selective in who I'm choosing. Those are going to be my two guys. Unless OG comes back, of course, and then, you know, that'll probably change everything. So maybe Boucher doesn't play as much. Just not sure. But as of right now, it's Boucher, it's Lowry.
Yeah, honestly, you know, Boucher is kind of – his price is kind of caught up to the production. I know it's a matchup with Washington. I don't hate it. You know, he's been playing a lot more minutes than Baines over the last 3 games. If they're going to continue to get him minutes, he could pay off at this price tag. Kyle Lowry is just a little too cheap. He's 7,300. Yeah, he hasn't been great lately, but this is a dude, if this game stays close, 35 to 40 minutes is within the range of possibilities for him at 7,300, and he's facing Washington. So hard not to like him. I mean, I don't mind Van Vliet. I know, like, he's been absolutely crushing over 50 fantasy points in three of the last four games, four of the last six. But 8,600 is like price shock, sticker shock. But, you know, he's a guy that can obviously do really well. He has been doing really well as well. On the Washington side of things, like, Westbrook's price finally – It's just plummeting. You know, he hasn't been playing every game, and, you know, he's been getting rested some, and, like, he's 8,400, and, like, you know, maybe this is why we like Van Vliet, because he'll be, you know, unpopular compared to Westbrook, who would probably be pretty popular here at 8,400.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't know if I can do it. I always feel like Westbrook has so many more ways to get there. And yeah, I know he hasn't played great, but a part of that is they've been getting blown out, Stevie. That's really what it's been. This team has just not been able to stay competitive. And so, you know, the last competitive game they had was Brooklyn, and he dropped 73. And then the next closest competitive game was Portland, and he dropped 50. And trust me, they were fighting in that game. Miami, they got blown out. Charlotte, geez, they got blown out. He still put up 42, played 28 minutes. Well, I cannot play Van Vliet over Westbrook, man. So he's the guy. I still think, you know, Bradley Beal at 9,300 is too cheap. And then maybe you play a little bit of Alex Len. I'm not afraid to take shots on Washington. It's just they haven't been competitive. But Toronto, I mean, they haven't been great defensively, and maybe it's because, you know, they've had not had OG in the mix to kind of help them. But overall, I'm not afraid to play these couple pieces from Washington.
Yeah, you know, the main pieces, that's the guys you got to go with here on Washington. Like, all these cheap guys, the minutes are just all over the place. So, like, this is a game you're probably spending up on both sides of the ball. Atlanta at Dallas, 233.5 total here. Dallas favored by 4. Bogdanovich, Dunn, Hunter, and Rondo remain out. And then Dallas, full strength. Dallas Mavericks, and, you know, we've obviously seen a huge difference in them over the last week or so being full strength. Who do we like here for the Hawks?
I definitely think this is possibly a Trey Young day in tournaments. At 9,900, I think he's going to go very low on here. Listen, man, I'm not afraid of Dallas right now, to be honest with you, defensively. Cam Reddish at 48, he's a guy I'm interested in. Know he's going to get big minutes. Not saying the production is guaranteed to be there, but at that price in this spot, I don't hate it. Herder's on my list. You know, I wish Gallinari was getting maybe 30 minutes. Even at 25, I'm willing to take a shot. You know, John Collins is getting about, you know, 32 to 35 minutes. I don't hate him. And then I don't hate Capella as well. You know, these two teams played a couple weeks ago. He played 30 minutes, put up almost 40 fantasy points. But, you know, we know he's got some upside. He's not a must play, but I'm thinking, you know, in terms of tournaments, I do like Capella.
Yeah, like – Capella, 8,600. Yeah, we've already this is the third guy in this 8K range that we've already talked about, and we're on the second game. So, obviously, Trae Young has a ton of upside. Capella has upside. John Collins had one big game, and it, like, you know, kind of made his price continue to rise. I think I'm off of him here. The cheap guy I would like look at is Kevin Herter. He's going to put up a ton of shots here. Hunter's still out, and at 5,600, if he's hitting shots, he can break the slate. You know, Cam Reddish, he's been playing minutes. He just really hasn't been doing anything with it. Gallinari, like you said, just not getting enough minutes, I don't think. He's cheap, but I don't know if he's cheap enough. Let's go to the Dallas side of things here. Luka under 11K, going up against Atlanta. What's your thoughts here on Dallas?
I mean, I like Luka at 10-8. That's about it. I don't really want to play anybody else. I know Porzingis had just a monstrous game against Minnesota. Listen, man, he had 5 blocks in that game, 4 assists, 13 rebounds, 27 points. I don't see that coming here against Atlanta. So Luka's the only guy I'm interested in from that side.
Yeah, really, Luka is the only guy that I think you can play here. Porzingis, like, he's a guy that can have good games from time to time. But at 8,600, again, we've already talked about so many people in this 8K range. It's really hard to, like, justify paying for him over, like, a Westbrook or even, like, a Van Vliet. Like, those guys just have shown more ceiling here recently. And, you know, Josh Richardson's 52. He's a guy that can get 7X. Like, he'd probably be the next guy that I would take a shot on here. Because if he does have a good game, he can definitely pay off this price tag. Pacers at Brooklyn. No total in this game. LeVert and Warren are out. It is a back-to-back as far as Brooklyn is concerned. You know, we'll be waiting to see if there's any injury news that comes out for Brooklyn or if anybody will be, you know, rested here, but we know Kevin Durant's out. Like, we know that. Like, Kyrie was questionable going into Tuesday's game. So obviously we'll be paying attention to that. But Will, the thing that I'm most excited about here is Miles Turner 6K going up against Brooklyn. I know he hasn't had a big game here recently, but if he's going to get 30 minutes up against Brooklyn at 6K, this is the spot. We live by your rules, and we just continue to play big guys against Brooklyn.
Yeah, man. No secrets here. And the cool thing is we already know Kevin Durant's out anyway. So, like, this is a fantastic spot for this team. I mean, I like Indiana all over on DK. We got Brogdon at 7,400. That's fantastic in this spot. We got Jeremy Lamb at 5,400. That's fantastic. Sabonis at 8,600, don't hate it. I've just seen when you're attacking Brooklyn, you don't really have to think about it. You can get three or four pieces from the same team and they're all going to get there. I like Indiana as a whole. Brogdon and Turner would definitely be my absolute top two. Sabonis third, Lamb fourth. But I like this team as a whole, man. This should be a fantastic spot for them.
Yeah, this is a great spot going up against Brooklyn, and Brooklyn's not been playing any defense whatsoever. So, you know, it's hard not to like the Pacers here. It's hard not to like the pricing. Even like Sabonis at 8,600. I don't know how much I'd play like Sabonis and Turner together. You're kind of wanting one of these guys to have like a ceiling game. But overall, like, this seems like a great spot to attack the Pacers here and load up on these guys. You know, even like Jeremy Lamb in tournaments, 5,400, he's a guy that can go for like 35 in limited minutes. So I just don't know how much you really want to play him on a 9-game slate. What do you like here for Brooklyn?
Well, I'm hoping Kyrie's going to play. He's 9,100. I mean, I really like the price. He's got, you know, incredible upside as well. If I absolutely had to choose between the two, I think I'd still take the price discount with Kyrie, even though I know Harden has, you know, essentially more routes to get there. I think the price discount on this slate may be worth it, and Kyrie at 91 feels good. But I do like Harden. I think he's going to be fine. I can't pay 6K for Joe Harris. Maybe Bruce Brown, maybe a TLC, but that's about it for me, man. I don't see myself going, you know, spreading it too thin. Jeff Green's priced up to 5,600 now. Feel like he's kind of out of play. DeAndre Jordan at 45 isn't terrible. Like, it's not bad, but he would probably be my third guy because of the price. But overall, I think it's just Harden and Irving.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. It's really going to depend on, like, if Kyrie plays. If Kyrie sits, like, James Harden, like, his usage is going to be insane here. With Durant and Irving off the floor, you just would worry about the game staying close. So you'd have to run it back with a couple Pacers and just hope the game just stays close and you get that, like, ceiling game. Outside of that, like, if Kyrie sits, maybe we're taking shots on, like, a Shamit or a TLC, but I don't love it. I really don't like Chozo at 3K, maybe, if Kyrie sits. I don't know. We'll have to kind of see what the news looks like here and, you know, look at projections and stuff. Charlotte at Memphis, 226 total here. Memphis favored by 4. Graham's already ruled out for Charlotte. Clark, Triple J, Melton, Winslow, all out for Memphis. Let's start here with Charlotte. LaMelo's coming off of another 50 fantasy point game, going up against Houston. And it's hard to not think that he's going to play solid minutes in this game. Like, that Houston game kind of got out of hand. That Washington game kind of got out of hand. If this game stays competitive, Memphis has been playing really good. What, 35 to 38 minutes here from LaMelo and another 8K player that we're looking at on this slate?
Yeah, man. The thing about LaMelo is, you know, he's another guy that's – he's got so many ways to get there. I mean, you look at this game the other day, you know, 24 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. Like, and that's kind of who he is. The last time – I mean, he's played, you know, 38 and 39 minutes back-to-back. One was against Philly. He put up 37 fantasy points. One was against Utah. He put up 59. That's going to be the range of what you're going to get with him. You know, if he's stroking the ball well, he's going to get there with ease. At 8,500 in tournaments, I definitely think you take a shot on him, not just because I'm a hometown fan, but the guy's just – he's got the upside. You know, and this was, you know, kind of, I guess, the fear I had, you know, with Gordon Hayward. You know, as LaMelo shows his upside, you know, how are him and Hayward going to be able to work together? And, you know, to me, it's like, I don't know if I could play Hayward at 7,700. I like him. I don't know if I can play him at that price when I feel like LaMelo has the upside. So that's kind of where I am. LaMelo, PJ Washington is definitely a play at 5,300. And that's kind of where I'll close it out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I really like the spot for LaMelo and Gordon Hayward, but Gordon Hayward, it just seems like usage wise, he takes a little bit of a back seat when LaMelo is on the floor. So with Graham already ruled out for this game, you know, LaMelo had a 34% usage rate last game against Houston with Graham out. Like, Hayward had a 21.6%. Like, Hayward's been around like 26 to 30 all year, but like, you look at the last few games with LaMelo on the court a lot with Hayward, and he's definitely taken a huge bump, usage bump with LaMelo out there. So,
Stevian, man,
it's such a small sample, but
I know, but this was my fear all along with the Gordon Hayward signing. I think everybody thought I was crazy, and I keep telling them, like, no, it has nothing to do with Gordon Hayward. It has everything to do with the contract. And obviously we know he's you know, light years better than Nick Batum in terms of what he's going to do. And I know I'm an old man on my soapbox, and this is a get off my lawn moment, but man, I think we overpaid Gordon Hayward when we had LaMelo coming into the building. I just think we could have did something else and let Gordon Hayward go and play for a contender, but that's just me. All right. I'm done with that part. I know I say that every time. It just irks me, man.
Well, like, for what it's worth, you know, this is what you've been saying all year. So it's not like you're just now saying this, you know. So, hey, you're on that train and, like, you know, you're going to live with it. So I think that, you're going to have to at this point, they're just going to have to see what happens, right? Like, that's all they can do.
Yeah.
They're not moving him, not at the money for him. Like,
nah.
They're more likely to move, like, Rozier, in my opinion, than, like, move Hayward at this point. Because,
I don't think they're moving Hayward. I do think Malik Monk might be out of the building, though, by the trade deadline. Maybe. Like, I know he's been playing well, but we got a lot of guards, man. A lot.
The other side of this game, like the Memphis side, you know, Valanciunas, I think he's one of the top players on the slate. Like, he's just going to have to play a lot of minutes. It's a good matchup against Charlotte. He's coming off of a 2020 game. Like, all these guys are still out. Like, he's going to have to play a ton of minutes here. And I think we just fire him up.
Yeah. I'm really, like you said, I'm more excited about the minutes. We haven't really seen him get 35 minutes consistently. Barely his whole career, Stevie. When he was in Toronto, God, I get so frustrated. He'd be 6K, 55. They play him 20 minutes this game, 28 minutes. If we're going to get consistent JV 30 to 35 minutes, man, I'm in. 7,400, fantastic price on him. Kyle Anderson seems to have been just playing a whole lot better since Ja got back. Like, I mean, you know, he's dialing up the fantasy performances. I like him in this spot as well. Dylan Brooks at 5,500. I think this is actually a sneaky game stack here, Stevie. And, of course, our guy Ja Morant, price continuing to go down, 7,300. Here's what I like, though, Stevie. Played 37 minutes against Toronto. This is what we want to see. If we're going to get Ja in the mid-30s, we already know a 50-point game is coming. Yes, we have not gotten it yet, but this is just one of those guys at the price. You know, like you said, Stevie, you're pod committed. I'm pod committed. We're just going to have to keep playing them. The big game is coming. You just have to ride the wave with us on this one.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. At this point, I got super excited against Toronto the other night. He took 17 shots. He played 37 minutes. Like, yeah, could I have asked for more? Yes, I want more than 36 fantasy points. But the opportunity is there again. Like, right? Like, that's what we want. You know, we want 15-plus shots. We want 35-plus minutes. And, like, all right, one assist away from a double-double. He shot almost under 30% from the field and still put up 36. All right, now we're getting really, really close to, like, Morant having that, like, monster game. Yeah. And like you said, at this point, I'm pot committed. I'm playing him. Clippers at Minnesota. No total in this game. Beverly's questionable. Paul George is out. And then on the Minnesota side of things, Culver's out. Cat is doubtful and Russell's questionable. That's why we don't have a line for this game. Let's start with the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard is probably $1,000 too cheap with Paul George out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Stevie, yeah, definitely $1,000. He's probably, in my opinion, he's probably the top stud on the plane. I know we've got Luka, LeBron, Giannis, Jokic. Like, I know we've got those guys. But I'm saying from a price standpoint, Kawhi Leonard at 9,400 against Minnesota, it's fantastic. I think, you know, he's in play for sure. In my book, he's pretty much the top play on the slate. And I think that's the only guys I want to play from here. I mean, they've got a lot of fringe pieces. Everybody seems to be in that mid 5K range, you know, interestingly enough. I know Kennard is 4,300, but he's not getting big minutes. If he was getting 30 minutes, I think I'd be more interested. You know, Morris at 45 is just okay. He's only getting about around 25 minutes. I think, you know, I just think Kawhi is the piece, and that's kind of it for me.
Yeah, like, you know, even if you look at the Sacramento game the other night, like, it's kind of impossible to figure out what this team's going to do right now. Like, they didn't close the second quarter with Marcus Morris or Lou Williams. Well, they closed the fourth quarter with those guys. They waited. I felt like they waited a little too long to bring Kawhi back in the fourth quarter. So overall, like, Kennard played 20 minutes. Ibaka played 20 minutes. Marcus Morris played 25. Zubac played 26. Like, the only two guys to play over 30 minutes were Kawhi and Reggie Jackson. So Reggie Jackson's 5,300. I'm paying 5,300 for Reggie Jackson when I expect a lot of the usage to go to Kawhi. I just can't do it. Like, maybe I don't have FanDuel up in front of me, but like, if you find Reggie Jackson at what you feel is a value, take a shot. He should play 28 plus minutes. He started, and like, I feel like the only reason Nicholas Batum finished the other night is because they wanted the defense, and it didn't work because Sacramento still won.
Yeah, for sure.
The good thing about like Reggie Jackson too is maybe he plays a little extra in like a blowout, but like, what I found like the most interesting about, you know, kind of looking through the stats from the other night for like the Paul George being out was like Terrence Mann and like Lou Williams. They had a lot of usage off the bench. Terrence Mann, like, he had a pretty solid game. But overall, like, none of this matters if Patrick Beverley comes back too, because then Reggie Jackson goes back to the bench and, you know, you're good luck figuring out how you want to kind of approach that. I think Kwai's the answer. He's really the only guy that I think you can trust on a 9-game slate. If you want to take some tournament shots, there's plenty of guys to do that with. What do you like here for the Timberwolves?
Man, not much, Stevie. I think we need the news for D'Angelo. He is 6,800. I do think, you know, the price is okay, but I don't even think I want to play him. Like, I don't think I want to play anybody from Minnesota. And Anthony Edwards, he'll probably be okay, but I can see a path where no one on this team gets there if the chips don't fall the way they should. I don't like this team today.
Well, here's my question, right? Does Kawhi end up guarding like Beasley or Edwards or whoever is the hot hand? Like, you know, I want the other guy. But like, they're not cheap enough. Like, that's the problem. You know, good luck trying to figure that out. And then good luck trying to pay these prices. And hopefully you're right, because you could easily switch things up. I just, overall here for Minnesota, it's really tough to trust them in this spot. If we get news that Russell is out, I think like the guy you're probably taking a shot on is Rubio, but I don't even think you can trust that. You know, Hernan Gomez came back, played 9 minutes the other night. He's going to, you know, eat into some of these minutes for these guys. And McLaughlin, he played like 24 minutes. I can't do Minnesota right now. Like, they're just, the minutes are all over the place. There's nothing like concrete. And if D'Angelo Russell, like, he came back and got hurt, like, I'm out. New Orleans at Chicago, 229.5 total here. New Orleans favored by 3. New Orleans is on a back-to-back. Chicago will be without Wendell Carter Jr., Dotson, Markkanen, and Otto Porter. Let's start with New Orleans. Monster game out of nowhere for Josh Hart. Like, monster game. 17 rebounds, 20 points. Just had that game. Like, you know, I wouldn't chase it. Like, I think if you missed it like me, you're out. So don't do it. But, like, I wouldn't chase this.
Yeah, absolutely not. In fact, you know, a guy like him, he's going to have outlier performances, which is probably why I'm going to assume, Stevie, he was, you know, no more than 3% owned on the slate. Might have been less than that. You know, that was just kind of an outlier performance. No injuries. You know, he probably got hot and Stan Van Gundy rolled with him. And hey, that's a good coach. You ride with a role player that's doing their thing. New Orleans is another one of those teams where it's really weird. Like, I could probably play Lonzo. Like, I don't hate Lonzo's price overall because he does have some upside. But gosh, are they going to ever give us Brandon Ingram back down in the, you know, 7,500 range? Like, can we get a discount on Ingram, please? Him and Zion? Like, Zion's averaging 39, you know, 0.6 fantasy points per game. I know Ingram's at 41, but, you know, these guys, man, they'll put up two good games back-to-back, like an Ingram. He'll put up 48, you know, another 45 or 50, and then we're getting mid-30s the next 6 or 7 games. Like, we got to redo this algorithm. You know, I don't really want to play anyone from New Orleans, maybe outside of Steven Adams. Like, that's probably it.
Yeah, I don't even trust him. Like, I like the price. It's just hard, like, to trust this spot. I think Lonzo is the guy that, like, I'm most likely to play here. And that's just, it goes back to the conversation we were having a few minutes ago. Like, we have so many people in this 8K range. Ingram and Zion are all over the place. Yeah, you like the matchup overall against Chicago. But, like, if they don't get 50, somebody in the 8K or multiple people in the 8K is getting 50 today.
Yeah, and it's coming, man. Jeez. It's,
the 8K range is loaded today. So, like, if you're not scoring 50 or more in that 8K range, like, you're not winning a tournament with these guys. So, and then on the Chicago side of things, like, with all these guys out, we see a huge uptick in usage and stuff for Zach LaVine. I know he's 9K, but this is a guy that can go for like 60 plus fantasy points. I think he's really interesting for large field tournaments because he's going to be less than 10%, maybe even less than 5% owned here.
Yeah, in this spot, absolutely. Thaddeus Young is still, you know, getting this, high 20s minutes. I'm with you, man. I think it's just Levine. I don't really want to play anybody else because now Valentine's priced up, Williams is priced up. I think we just play Levine.
Yeah, I just like if you find Thad anywhere cheap, you know, he was cheap the other day somewhere, and you know, Patrick Williams, he's playing minutes, but like can't really trust the production. Denzel Valentine's playing minutes. You can't really trust the production. He got in foul trouble the other day. I think he is a guy that plays 35 minutes if he doesn't get in foul trouble. So he'd be the cheap guy that I'd take shots on here for Chicago. Cleveland at Denver, 224.5 total here. Denver favored by 9.5. Dova, Love, Nance all out. Dozier, Harris still out for Denver. Let's start here with Cleveland. What are we looking at here for the Cavs?
Did want to plug this. FanDuel keeps Andre Drummond under 8K. He's 7,700 on this slate on FanDuel. Just wanted to point that out because they seem to not want to price him up. And he's been over 40 plus about three games in a row now, or four games, two or three games, whatever it is. But his minutes are back up, like in the 30s. So I think he's a fantastic play. You know, back to DraftKings. You know, Garland 6K, Sexton 7K. I think they're priced out. Probably about the only guy I would play is Drummond. That's about it, man. I got a lot of quick hitters today.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Drummond, sure. Sexton, sure. I don't love this spot. I think Drummond's price is fair, but like, even Sexton, he's like competing with Garland for usage. You know, Drummond's kind of competing with Jared Allen a little bit. I think Drummond is the only guy that I have a ton of interest in here, and then Sexton's okay. And then on the Denver side of things, like, you know, you can obviously play Jokic in any matchup. But the guy that I think I'm like most likely to take a shot on here is just Will Barton. He's 5,600. No Dozier, no Harris, 35 plus minutes. If he's hitting shots, he can win you a tournament.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I mean, he had a fantastic game, you know, the other slate. I just, at 56, do you still think you want to play him at that price? I mean, I know he's got the upside. That, to me, that's kind of getting, I guess, you know, a little bit closer. I think my main man is Jokic. Murray is 7K. I don't hate, but I don't know, man. And Mike Malone's just so weird with these rotations. Like, you know, Michael Porter Jr., 34 minutes this game, 27 minutes the last game, 34 minutes the game before that. I don't know what he's got going on here. I think I just trust Jokic. I do trust Barton's minutes, but that's about it, man. I think Jokic is just my guy.
Yeah, the thing about Barton that I like is, like, you don't ever, like, touch him in cash games. But he's a guy, like, if he's like Terrence Ross. If these guys get hot and they start making shots, they're not going to stop shooting. And, like, with like, guys like Jokic, who's so capable of hitting the open guy, like, that's why, like, Will Barton is just a guy that, like, I always like to play. Oklahoma City and LA. This game's a mess. Will, SGA's out, George Hill's out, Maldon's out, Muscala's out, and then Caruso and AD are both questionable. Would not be shocked if AD sits here with just the B squad for Oklahoma City in this one. Let's start with the Thunder. Like, Diallo is the guy you'd want, but his price kind of stinks. Baisley's the other guy that you'd kind of want, but his price kind of stinks. Like, is this a spot where, like, going down to, like, Dort and Roby and hoping they play garbage time?
I mean, I think Roby's going to get minutes regardless. This is probably a tough spot. Like, maybe I still think you need to play Kenrich Williams. Like, he's 4,700, probably going to get 30 minutes. So I definitely think he's in play, especially with no SGA, no Maladon, no George Hill. Like, Kenrich is getting the minutes. I think he's our value play. You know, our boy Diallo, man, I've been kind of on Diallo all year, but gosh, at 6,500, you know, with no SGA. Now, if AD sits, maybe I get a little bit more interested and maybe I pull the trigger on a slightly overpriced Diallo, hoping that he can hit another 40-point ceiling. I know that was overtime, so I'm not trying to, you know, double overtime, in fact, I think. So I don't want to read into that too much, but I think Kenrich Williams is just our guy from this team. You mentioned Dort. I don't hate Dort. I mean, he played 38 minutes. He could, you know, if he got involved enough, he could get there. Basically at 61. I want to know if AD is going to sit. If AD sits, I think I get a lot more interested, even at some of these elevated prices, because I know they're going to be a lot more involved. And the game should be a little bit better, maybe a little bit closer, because it might just be LeBron and the others.
Yeah, like, yeah, if AD sits, I wouldn't be shocked if AD and LeBron sit, to be honest. I know LeBron's probable for this game. I would not be shocked if both of these guys sit in this game. And like, these two teams just played and it was a super competitive game. LeBron went bonkers. He had a triple double. He scored 74 fantasy points. If AD's out, you definitely are looking at LeBron. You know, I mentioned the other night, I think like Schroeder would be okay if Anthony Davis is out. Kyle Kuzma, he only played 23 minutes the other night in that close game, shot 1 for 9 from three and still put up 30 fantasy points. So definitely sees a bump, even if he comes off the bench, you know, with AD off the floor. So a lot of ways to kind of look at this spot if Anthony Davis ends up sitting again.
Yeah, for sure. You know, old man Marc Gasol, I'm not sure if they're just going to play him 20 minutes and treat him like JaVale McGee, or if they're maybe trying to save him for the playoffs. I don't know. You know, he's a guy, you know, God, he would have been great value if he was playing 30 minutes, but he's just not there.
Anything else here from the Lakers?
Negative.
Milwaukee at Phoenix to finish us out. No total in this game. Drew is out. Crowder is questionable. Nader's questionable. Chris Paul is questionable. Payne and Sarge are out. Let's start here with the Bucks. You know, no Drew Holiday. DiVincenzo played 31 minutes the other night. I think obviously he's someone that we're looking at, but you know, Forbes, 26 minutes, 3,800. First start, like, you know, Drew to start with Holiday out. Like, what are we looking at here for the Bucks?
Yeah, I like Forbes. I think my favorite player is actually going to be Chris Middleton at 79. Another one of those pretty much de facto 8K players. I played Middleton the other night, and ironically, Stevie, you know, I think this was last night. It ended up just being a blessing in disguise. Middleton ended up being 7,200 on FanDuel, and I had him projected for around 41 fantasy points, and had no clue that Drew was going to sit. Drew got ruled out, and you know, everybody kind of already had their lineup set. He was already in there. It was pretty low owned. Ended up with the 60 burger. I'm not saying a 60 burger is coming, but what I am saying is no Drew Holiday, kind of going back to him in the Giannis show. You know, took 16 shots, but really dialed up the rebound and assist numbers, which is what I was interested in. And I think we see something similar to that with Drew off the floor. I think he's going to, you know, possibly have the ball in his hands a little bit more. I need to check the usage on that game to see where he was, because you know, if he hopped up maybe, you know, 3 or 4%, 5%, then that would tell me all I needed to know. But I definitely think Middleton is a big time play on this slate, even at 7,900.
Yeah, he had a 30% usage rate. Like, he's a guy that usually lives in that like 22 to 24%.
There we go. There we
range.
Go.
So, he was someone that I had written down. You know, obviously he's a fantastic play with Drew out. And then on the Sun side of things, like, we're waiting on news here. You know, a lot of question marks coming into this game, but the one question mark that we really don't have is Booker. And, you know, he's 8,100, another guy in the 8K range, Will, that, you know, can have a big game.
Yeah. And, you know, I would never play Booker in the 8,100 range with Chris Paul on the floor. If Chris Paul is out, though, he's on the list. I mean, he has to be on the list. I mean, and the thing is, you see the performance that happened. The big thing, Stevie, is look at these shot attempts. I haven't seen him take 27 shot attempts all year. And that's not an exaggeration. These are facts. Now, and now he has been over 20 a couple games. But, you know, he's nowhere near those shot attempts. I think those shot attempts will be sustained. I think he's, you know, I'm not saying 27, but 23 to 25 shot attempts I think is there. He shot very efficiently from the field, 36 real points. But I think that's what they will need from him to actually stay in this game. So I'm very interested in Devin Booker if Chris Paul is off the floor.
Yeah, like Chris Paul would have to be out for me to want to play Booker here. Whether or not Chris Paul plays or not, I think DeAndre Ayton is super interesting here. It's a good matchup. Like, you know, the Milwaukee team, very sneaky matchup for centers this season. I think DeAndre Ayton has, you know, solid enough upside to like have him in my like player pool at center.
Yeah, man, for sure. And then last thing here, Etuan Moore played big minutes, Stevie. 40 minutes. 40.
Where'd that come from, right?
I mean, if Chris Paul sits, I think we have to consider it. And this has nothing to do with the fantasy production. It's got everything to do with the minutes. We aren't going to get a whole lot of $4,300 players playing 35 to 38 minutes. I know he played 40. I'm going to give him 35 to 38 in this spot. I mean, that's good value playing that many minutes.
Let's play the morning grind game and we'll get out of here. Obviously, we're going to be watching a lot of news today, so make sure you guys are paying attention to RG updates and premium and stuff, lineup HQ, expert survey, stuff like that. You know, crunch time, because there's a lot of news on this slate that we're waiting on. Will, give me a guy under 5K to go 7X here.
Yeah, this was kind of easy. I think this is a guy I'm going to play no matter what. That's Kenrich Williams. He's somebody I know is going to have the opportunity immediately when I start out my day.
Yeah, and, you know, the good thing about him, too, is, like, he probably plays plenty of minutes in a blowout. I'm going to the same game. You know, no shocker here. We're searching for value. We're going to go to the game where a lot of people are out. A lot of main pieces are missing. I'm going to go Isaiah Roby at 3,700 going up against the Lakers. Just, again, you're attacking this game for the value on the OKC side of things. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today? Like, there are a ton of options up here today. This might not even be a bust. This might be, like, who are you least likely to play in this price range today?
Yeah, man, it's interesting because there are – a lot of options. I honestly think I'm going to go Giannis. I like Giannis, but I think this game either goes two way. Either they blow him out or they don't. I'm going Giannis. I think he's least likely to get there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that call. Man, just kind of looking overall at this slate, I think the guy that, like, I least likely played today, and, like, I hate this, but it's probably Bradley Beal.
We were over 8K, right?
Over 8K.
I mean, man, I got a couple more on this one, like, but I'll give you a bonus today. And I could be wrong on this, but I still think Zion is mispriced. Like, I don't think he should be 8,100. I know he's right on the edge, but I don't see him getting there, but I could be wrong.
Favorite 6X play. A lot of options today. Who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going back to the well on this particular player, man. Russell Westbrook at 8,400. Like, gosh, that's so cheap. So I'm going to stick it with Westbrook. You know, case in point, he's averaging 47 fantasy points on the season, but they keep decreasing his price. And you're going to tell me that you don't decrease Zion – and Brandon Ingram. It just doesn't make any sense to the algorithm. I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I was kind of debating on who I wanted to go here, but I'm going to go with Miles Turner. Love the matchup for Miles Turner. He's 6K. The minutes are going to be there, and he should absolutely crush in this matchup against Brooklyn. So Miles Turner, 15-15 game, Miles Turner.
Yeah, like it. I like it.
Let's get weird GPP play of the day. Who do you got?
Yeah, man, I'm going with Trae Young. You know, I talked about the fact that I like him. I am not a believer in Dallas's defense right now. Trey at 9,900. I think this could be a big game for him going Trey Young.
We both went expensive with our get weird GPP plays today. That's always interesting. I'm going Zach LaVine. I really don't think he's going to be popular today.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
It's just New Orleans on a back-to-back. Maybe you get a little sloppier defense here from them. Like, I really like this spot for him. And like I said, I think that it just kind of flies under the radar. Game selection. Anything standing out to you on FanDuel or DraftKings today?
Well, I mean, on FanDuel, man, you got to keep playing this single entry series. It's fantastic. And then DraftKings, I bring this one up, but I don't always talk about it from this angle, but this 40K mid-range jumper, man, they've got two price points. One at 60K, I think the other's at 40K. Like, I like what DraftKings is doing on that side of the single entry. This is by far one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned the single entry series. I like that. I like trying to mix it up. Like, I play a lot of single entry. I talk about that all the time. With two kids running around now, it's just impossible to play 150 teams anymore. So, like, I've definitely changed, like, my basketball strategy. But, you know, just kind of looking, like, this is a slate that, like, if you start, like, building one or two teams and you're like, all right, this is a slate I need to build, like, two or three or 20. This is one of those slates where that 20-entry max over there on DraftKings is – always super solid. It's a 4-point play, you know, $4 entry, 10K to first place in a 20 entry max, $4 tournament. So even if you max it, Will, like $80, somebody's going to turn $80 into 10 grand. So this might be one of those slates where you can really get different with some stuff. So I'm going to mention the 20 entry max over there. Pays out 25% of the field. Top 10 is only 21%. Really strong payout structure for somebody that is, you know, chasing that 20 inch max dream. Will, any over under against the spread that stands out to you here?
Yeah, man. I was pulling it now. I think, and you know, I could be wrong on this, Stevie, but I think I'm gonna take the under in this Cavs Nuggets game. Like, at 223.5. I think this game goes under.
Yeah, it's already kind of been, you know, bet down a little bit too. I don't hate that one at all. I think that that's certainly one that I'm looking at here. Charlotte and Memphis have been both playing fast over the last few games. And I think with Graham out, LaMelo running and having the ball in his hand a lot as well, I think this game's going to stay up tempo. I'm going with the over in the Charlotte-Memphis game. It's at 226 right now. I like the over in this one. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, sir. Listen, man, I can't say enough, man. I always enjoy coming on this pod. You know, for those of you that don't know, man, I think I've been on the pod for 2 or 3 years now. Don't want to ever take it for granted, man. I have a good time. So just glad to be on.
Yes, sir. I've been on the pod for a few years too. I was looking at it like, you know, I want to get out of here and go to sleep just like you were old. But I was looking at it. We are closing in on 1,000 episodes. So,
man, that's fantastic.
It's getting closer and closer. We might even be over 1,000 episodes. I don't know how well it's tracked on the site, but anyway. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, sir. I am good to go, man.
That is going to wrap it up here for Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday talking some more hoops. Good luck in your contest, and we'll see you guys again tomorrow.